Hey guys, it's Dalton for Kissin' 92.5 here at Fred G. Hughes Stadium with the one and only Plain White Tees. How are you guys
doing
today?
What's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Now we've got Tom, obviously, yep. And just briefly go over what you do.
Yeah, I'm Tom. I sing.
I'm Damar. I play drums.
Awesome. I was going to get to you next, but okay. You beat me to it.
Yeah. And so, we're used to the, you know, that's, introductions. You yeah.
So just starting off, you guys recently released your newest album just called The Plain White Tees.
Yeah.
And got to say, absolutely love it.
Oh, thank you.
And so what was the writing process like on this? Because this was the 9th album, I believe.
I think so. Well, it depends what you count. Yeah. You know, there's an album we put out on our own, actually before Damar and these guys were even in the band, called Come On Over.
Okay.
That was like just a local album in Chicago. So if you count that one, I think this one's number 9. And okay. If you don't count that one, then it's number 8.
Yeah. Somewhere along those lines.
Yeah, somewhere. But, who's counting, really, you know?
Fair. But with how long you guys been doing, you know, how was it going into this album, writing and producing and everything?
I mean, it felt great. It was like, obviously, you know, we went through all went through the pandemic, you know? Right. So it was like kind of coming out of that, it's like everything is fun again.
That's very true, yeah. And we, you know, we were kind of, you know, everyone's sitting around and kind of like, when are we going to get back out there and do it?
For
so
sure.
Getting back and being able to write and put out a record and do all that was like, hey, felt really good.
For sure.
And it was magic kind of putting it together too, because it was like just writing songs again. It was like everything after that was, you were like, it was like a, you were refreshed. You were like ready to do it. You were, the inspiration was there. You know, thanks to the pandemic, you had a lot to say and a lot to get off your chest and everything. So yeah, the process was really great.
Cool. And so with that being said, what's your guys' favorite song to play live from the album?
I don't know. Damar, what do you think?
Yeah, for me, I've been going with A Little Less Alone.
Okay.
It's a good one I like to play. Would You Even, obviously, is really fun to play too. So
nice.
Yeah, I would say probably Would You Even. It's funny, we were out on tour with this band Pollyanna, who is a great band that you guys, they're still a little bit, you know, coming up.
Right.
But the singer, Jill, would come out and sing Would You Even with us every night.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
And she'd like get the crowd to like get down, and then everybody would jump for the last chorus
nice.
And stuff. It was really fun. Yeah.
Oh, that's super cool.
Yeah, so that made that song probably the most fun to play.
For sure. So along with that, going over song titles, obviously Fired Up is one of the big tracks.
Love
and
that
you
song,
recently
yeah.
went on the Fired Up tour.
Yeah.
Not only that, but you guys also played some shows in Brazil.
Yeah.
What was Brazil like? I gotta know.
Yeah, I mean, we've been busy this year. It's funny. It's crazy. It's our only just barely May right now.
Right.
And I feel like we've already been on like 2 tours.
Yeah, we've already done 2 tours. Brazil was great. You know, like our fans down there have been asking us for years to come down there, whether it's on social media, like as far as social media goes back, you know, we've been getting comments like, come here, come here, come here. So it was like really a long time coming. I don't know. I couldn't say anything like better. It was amazing. Like it really wasn't. Incredible trip. It was nice. We had like 10 days there, 5 shows. We had time to see a lot of the country and meet people. I don't know. It was really nice.
Yeah, it was fun. A lot different than America, and the fact that like there were like literally, it was almost like not like the Beatles, but it was like fans were like at the airports and stuff, like waiting for
awesome.
You
yeah.
to could take pictures and things like that, and then waiting at the hotel and stuff like it was crazy. It was really cool
for sure.
And yeah, it was kind of everything we hoped that Brazil would be. Like Damar said, they've been, you know, for years we've been hearing, you know, getting asked to come, and it was definitely it did not let down.
For sure.
It did not disappoint, for sure. It was amazing.
Not only was it you guys, but you also played with the All-American Rejects, All Time Low, Simple Plan, some others, and playing with those bands has to be amazing as well. So were there any notable moments being in Brazil from that tour?
I mean, it was definitely nice to reconnect with a lot of those guys, like the Mayday Parade guys. One night we were kind of like out at a little outside bar by the beach hanging out, catching up. It was cool. The Rejects, you know, like we had toured with a lot of those bands back in the day, so it did feel like a bit of a reunion type of deal. You know, it was nice. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I may have cried watching The Used play one day. I don't know.
I saw The Used like, last year.
Oh,
I get it.
Dude, so good. So good.
But so talking about the new album, obviously it was about 4 years since the previous one. So with that being said, have you guys already been writing again for the next one? Can we kind of expect anything new anytime soon? Or are you going to ride this one out for a while?
You know, it's funny, we were talking about that, about maybe trying to get back into the studio to do maybe an EP, or there may be like a deluxe version of this album where we have a few new songs on there. Me and Tim actually started writing a song just kind of off the cuff And we're like, yeah, hey, that's actually pretty good. We should finish this one. We should work on this one. So yeah, there's definitely, I mean, I'm always writing. Tim just put out a country song today in his solo project.
Awesome. Yeah.
So yeah, it's like always, music's in our blood. So we're always writing, always doing something. So I guarantee it will not be another 4 years. No. That's for sure.
Fair.
There'll
so
be more Plain White Tees stuff very soon. Yeah, for sure.
So I kind of want to tie this off with a question. Many people are aware, but some people might not know. You guys were featured in an episode of iCarly.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very notable performance. But the real question is, if you could be in any TV show, what would it be? And would you want to be as the band or as an original character?
Okay, well, this one's really easy for me because I'm like a huge Stranger Things fan.
Okay.
So, you know, they're doing their film. They're filming the fifth and final season right now.
Right.
So I don't know if it's too late, but yo, Stranger Things, I'm ready. Put
there
me in,
go.
Coach. Let's
How about
go.
You, DeMar?
I mean, the only one I can think of, I mean, I'm like, it was obviously great being on Greek, being on iCarly, but I don't know. I kind of want to be in the 8G band, like on the Late Show. Like,
okay.
Like they always put in
there
a different drummer, like
right.
for a week. I'm like, yeah, I want that spot.
That would be a very, very cool experience.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Awesome. Well, Tom, DeMar, thank you guys so much. I really appreciate your time today.
Absolutely.
If you're planning on coming out tonight, hopefully you can make it. The Plain White Tees are playing right here at Missouri Southern at Fred G. Hughes Stadium. They already opened the doors and fans are crowding towards the front of the stage.
Oh, yeah.
It's Dalton for KISS 92.5.